Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison Norman. Allison was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. There's usually music. It threw me. Joe's not here. We have Mike DeWald here on the board. And good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here with Allison Norman every Sunday morning. And we had our was it a holiday? I think it was a holiday party. The after the holiday party, which is always kind of fun because it doesn't get caught up. You don't get... You know, people get so busy heading into the holidays. It's kind of nice to do it after. So the Amaturo Sonoma Media Group holiday party was last night out at the Tides. It was really a very lovely event, really nice, fun event. And then a lot of people stayed over, which I did. So I got up bright and early this morning, went and had complimentary breakfast at the Tides. Beautiful sunrise. The perks of getting up, you know, having to roll yourself out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday is that you get a gorgeous sunrise view. And we were out at the coast. How cool is that? So it was a very nice morning. It was actually warmer out there than it is here inland at Bodega Bay. But if you ever get a chance to go out to the Tides, the Inn at the Tides, it's a really nice venue for an event. And then, your guests can just stay over and because they have all of the rooms there, the hotel or the inn. Very nice. Anyway, highly recommended if you get a chance. I've been up for a while. Went home, checked on the dogs, dropped off my daughter who came with me. She was my plus one. We just had a great time. So thank you. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group. Which is KSRO and all the other local radio stations that are part of that group, and the magazine. What is it, North Bay Biz Magazine, and what's the new that was the media Raindrop, Water Drop. I'm sorry, Water. I should really know my facts before I start talking. But anyway, Water Drop Digital. So all part of that group. So it was a really It's a fun group too, a fun group of people, and I'm glad to be included in that. So, welcome, happy Sunday morning to you. I hope you get out there and get some of that fresh air. And it's supposed to be sunny today. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, and it's kind of miscellaneous, random stuff. But there's a lot of things going on that have to do with real estate, kind of heading into the beginning of the year. And a lot of it is, because we have such an affordability issue and homelessness issues and getting people into homes and the high cost of rent, there's a lot of stuff tied into that. We had Keith Becker, Dee Dee's Rental, here talking about all the new bills that went into effect January 1st, 2020, that all really affect if you own rental property in Sonoma County in California, really. There's some pretty strict rules that were put into place that are now law. But there's some other stuff in the works that are kind of continuously, being added and trying to figure out a way to make things more affordable. And in the process, I mean, it's such a... such a two-sided thing, just like everything lately. But, there is a very much a need for affordable housing, a very much a need for, getting people into homes. And there's just, you got to find a right way to do it. And we don't, what we're doing a lot of, I think, is hurting the landlords, the property owners. Not every, landlord is a slumlord. Not every landlord is somebody that came in and bought up a bunch of property and raised the prices. There are people that... there's a lot of people going into a new year. One of the resolutions or one of the goals that somebody sets going in is to get some sources of passive income. And one of the best ways to get passive income is to buy some investment property and become a landlord. And then there's other people that, they move up, they buy a new house. It's really smart planning to do for your long-time future, if you can hang on to that house that you are moving up from, make that a rental, and then, you know, if you can buy the new house without selling the old house, it's really a wise business decision. So that's, you know, there's a lot of those people. And the single-family home isn't so much affected by all these new laws, but some of it is, you know. So we just need to be careful, I think, to not hurt that and make, you know, all the investors leave, because, you know, not everybody is going to own a home. Not everybody has a goal to own a home. There's, you know, people that want to rent and there's people that have to rent. So we need to find kind of that happy medium, if there is such a thing, without, you know, hurting anyone in the process and making everybody want to leave. All of the investors, you know, and that, you know, that being said, I owned several investment properties, rentals, single family homes. But I purchased them in the time when in California, you know, back in 2003-04, when the prices were kind of going up like crazy. I had equity in my home. I pulled some equity out and I bought a couple of houses, but I didn't buy them in California. I bought them out of state. And because at that time, and we're kind of back in that time, it's really hard to get cash flow, purchasing a home in California. So as an investment property, you know, so if you do have goals in 2020 of buying a home, an investment property for some passive income, you know, duplex, triplex, you know, multi-units, or just a single family home to put a tenant in another area, whether it's somewhere in California, you know, Fresno, Sacramento, Elk Grove, you know, up that way where a lot of people are seeing prices much more affordable, and Chico's another one where you can get a low price home and they have pretty decent rents that'll give you a good passive income to offset the mortgage. So, you know, if you're, and then a lot of people move, and I met three people this last kind of week and a half that are moving to, or thinking of moving to Prescott, Arizona, which is, I'm like, oh, that's so odd. I mean, I actually have a good friend who's a realtor, Keller Williams, in Prescott, Arizona. And I think I'm going to have her maybe call in one. What I may start doing as we head into this year is kind of talk to some realtors in other areas and get an update from, you know, what's happening in different areas. Utah, there's some really kind of hot markets right now of, you know, just starting to get some appreciation as, unfortunately, it's us Californians selling our, you know, expensive properties, taking our cash and going and buying something for cash in, you know, somewhere like Idaho, Utah, Arizona, where you can get a home for, you know, under $300,000. And, you know, unfortunately, that drives the prices up for them. But it's, you know, the homeowners there are enjoying the fact that the values are going up. But it's just something to think about if you are thinking about buying, you know, adding some passive income. You know, maybe think of looking out of the area, not to get rid of all of our business. I think there will always be enough people needing and wanting to be in California to move around. But if it isn't working for you, or if you can't find that investment property and you really want to add to your portfolio some investment properties, consider looking out of state. I have local connections, you know, in the local areas all over the country, really. So if there's an area you're thinking of moving or purchasing a vacation home or an investment, you know, rental property or units, I'm definitely able to connect you and glad to connect you with one of my friends across the country. So anyway, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to kind of dive into all of this, you know, stuff that's coming up. There's a proposed new, I don't know if it's a law, you know, ordinance in Healdsburg having to do with rentals. There's some stuff going on with the you know, solutions to the Joe Rodotta Trail homelessness. We'll talk about some numbers, and I have a new listing coming up. We'll talk about that too. So let's take a break. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
Hootie ha ha. No? Clark's here?
What?
Did you get stuck in traffic?
I did.
from Montgomery Village.
Yeah, oh, that...
Those lights at this hour.
Oh, coming around Farmers Lane is... From Montgomery Village to here, which is about 2 miles. It's the worst.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive. Afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
KSRO is online at ksro.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber company.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Happy Sunday morning to you. And thanks for joining me here on the Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning. You can, if you missed the show or you came in late and you wanted to hear the whole thing, we are podcasts every week. You go to ksro.com, go to shows. And then drop down menu takes you to Ask the Expert. Drop down one more time. And right at the very top, it says Allison Norman / real estate. That's me. You've found the Real Estate Hour. So you can listen. You can actually listen to Mike Kelly going back for, I think, 2016 in the podcast is where it goes. So lots of it's kind of interesting to listen back to see what was happening at you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Some of it's all the same and some of it's very different. Anyway, so that, and then Castro, Facebook, you can go to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. Usually I'll post some of the articles that we're kind of talking about and some of the things going on, post some numbers and whatnot on the Facebook page. So, you know, keep an eye on that, like it and follow it and all that good stuff. So let me talk before I forget. I do have a new listing. It's actually listed as coming soon in the MLS, the multiple listing service, which is kind of a new feature where we can add a listing before it's quite ready. But at least, you know, and it doesn't go out to the public. It goes to the realtors who are working with buyers that maybe aren't seeing what they need, but they want to look and see maybe what's coming up. It's kind of catching on slow. I think there was only like 12, maybe 20. I can't remember the number. Not very many listings that had been put in the coming soon category, but one of them is mine. It's over on 1532 Moonview Court. This is owner occupied, so do not go snoop around. There is somebody there, but I have a sign up and it says coming soon. It's a great single level entry level home. It's listed at 525, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, just off of Marlowe Road in Jennings area. So, you know, close to Finley Center, close to walk across the street to Safeway, really. You know, there's the West Side transfer station for city bus. There Oliver's Market's up the street. I mean, it's just a really great location, and just a great house. This is the sellers have been in the house since I think 1978. It's a 1960s home. Done some updating over the years. And just painted it. It's just a really clean house. Great for an investor to buy as a rental property, or you know, get your foot in the door. Or you know, somebody is downsizing that doesn't want the big, you know, 4-bedroom, 2,900 square foot, 2-story house. This is a perfect option to move down into something smaller and nice in a good night in a good neighborhood. So 525, and that it'll be on the market. We're aiming for the end of next week. So we shall see. They're doing a lot of stuff to get it ready. So which is good. It'll be on the market and it'll be looking good. So stay tuned for that coming up. Along with that coming on, active listings on the market right now, already here in January, there are 624 active single family home. And you know, that's up because we were down, you know, during the holidays, and it's kind of normal for during the holidays for to inventory to slow down. Our buyer activity really doesn't slow down, but the inventory does because people don't want their house on the market during the holidays, or they're not quite ready yet. They're going to wait. They've got too much other stuff going on. So, it's good to see you. It's up a little bit as we head into January. Currently, last night, as I pulled it up, there are 624 single family homes for sale across the board. So obviously your price point and what you're looking for is not going to be 624 to pick from. So, but it's good to kind of see the whole picture of the market. Condos, there's 68 active condos on the market. Multifamily units, if you are looking for that multifamily investment property, maybe live in one, rent out the other, or you just want to buy a fourplex or a threeplex. There are currently 28 of those on the market in all of Sonoma County. Mobile homes, there's 84. Lots, we've been keeping an eye on the lots, and this number's actually down because it's 274, and we were actually, and I'm looking at just residential lots, all of Sonoma County, 274, and it was up in the 300 range. So it's actually down a little, which is good, I think, because we were worried and kind of really keeping an eye on it because, you know, all of the fire lots, everybody, there was a lot of speculation that those were just going to sit and not be able to sell, and too many were going to flood the market and values were going to go down and all that. But, you know, I think it's kind of rolling along smoothly on that. And there's 274. So if you are thinking about building, there are some lots out there, and it's really something that you need to understand fully because there's a lot that goes into the process of building a home from scratch on a lot. So a lot of people think, oh, well, I can't afford to buy a house, I'll just build a house on a lot. And it's really kind of the same price or more, as and it takes a lot longer than buying a house. So, you know, if that's your dream, let's see if we can make it happen for you. But just know that there's a lot of the process, a lot more to the process than you might think. If you break it down and look specifically at the 03-95403-95404 zip code, that gets you pretty much into Fountain Grove, Mark West, Larkfield, Coffee Park, in the burn areas. And those residential lots, there's 133. Again, that's not, that number's really not fluctuating much either. And that, you know, if you're thinking about buying a fire lot and building a house there, there's a lot of reduction in permit costs, shortening of the process, a lot of things making it easier for those homes to be rebuilt. So that, if you have a dream of building a home in a residential area, or, you know, making an investment, build a home and put it on the market, there's something to think about there. There again, there's a lot to the process, and it's not as easy as you might think. But the city and the county are really trying to streamline all of that to make it easier. Lastly, as we're in January right now, you know, obviously we're only in the middle of January, but so far 66 homes have sold. So 66 people have bought a new home this year, starting off the year nicely. The median sale price in January was $678,000. So that's pretty even with what our median has been. If you look at the median home price for listings and what's actively on the market, that's always higher because there's homes that are, you know, multi-million dollar homes that really kind of bring that number up quite a bit that take a lot longer to sell. But that's 839. So the average, median, which is right in the middle, of homes on the market currently right now is 839,000. And really the biggest number, kind of looking here. There's 650 to 699, and then million to a million 249. Those are the two biggest, it breaks it down in quantity of how many homes are on the market. So that's kind of the sweet spot there of what's available is in that mid six range and then up into the million to a million 250 range. It's just kind of interesting. So moving on from that, before we go to news, I've got a few minutes. I want to talk about, I think we have time to talk about it, because I don't want to get too deep into it. But when Keith was here, the first thing we talked about last week, Keith Becker, Keith Rental, was what was happening in Oakland and how with the women who couldn't find a place to live. So they decided to take up residence in a vacant house. And for some reason, a lot of people thought that was okay. And it's so crazy that, you know, you can't just move into a vacant house. So they're basically squatters is what it's called. And there's different types of squatters. There are, you know, all over the country, there are squatter laws and there are ways that a person can, you know, actually move into a piece of land or into a house and, you know, start paying the bills, start taking over paying the property taxes. And open and notoriously, so that everybody, you're not doing it sneakily, and nobody does anything about it after, you know, X amount of years, you can claim that this, you know, this is your property because you, you've been paying all the bills and all of that. So this is totally different than that. This is, you know, just basically they moved into a vacant house, made it very public that they're doing this, and it actually went to court. And this was a company that bought this house at foreclosure. They were getting ready to, you know, to do the renovation or whatever needed to be done. And then, you know, whether rent it out or sell it or whatever, that's their business process. That's what they were doing. But these people thought, well, it's a vacant house. Let's move in. And so, you know, amazingly, it had to go to court. The judge finally ruled that they are illegally in this house. This could have been really tragic for the whole real estate. If a judge said, oh, that's fine, they can stay. I mean, can you imagine if you bought a house, you hadn't, you know, moved in yet, and somebody said, oh, look, that house is vacant, let's move in. And by the way, we're not going to leave. It could have been just really, a really bad precedence to set. So thank goodness the judge said, no, they need to get out. But now they're saying, they're not going to go without a fight. So it's just kind of a sad statement of our, you know, the homeless issue. And it is horrible. And I feel for these people that need somewhere to live. However, you can't just move into a house and make it yours. For the only reason being that you had nowhere else to go and this one was vacant. It just, you know, you can't do it. And then, you know, back in, is this clock right? City of Santa Rosa is planning on buying a couple of houses. I think we'll probably won't have time, so we'll talk about it when we come back. But, we've got this Joe Rodotta Trail. We've got this huge homeless issue, and they've been talking about, you know, do we set up shelters? Do we, you know, we need to find somewhere to help house people. And one solution they came up with is that they're going to spend $5 million to buy some houses for kind of community houses for homeless to live in, which is a nice gesture, but I don't think it's the answer. So we're going to talk about it. We'll kind of just touch on it briefly, what is going on with that, and other things that maybe have been talked about. But I think, you know, there's as much as people are saying, no, we can't do that, that's a horrible idea, I think they are moving forward with it. And I don't think it's the city, it's actually the county. It's Sonoma County is going to buy some homes to house some of the homeless. And I don't think that's the solution, but we'll talk about it when we get back. I am Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
A new ABC News Ipsos poll finds a majority of Americans feel less safe after President Trump's strike on Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. The president has said there was evidence of an imminent attack on four U.S. embassies. Defense Secretary Mark Esper was asked about that today on CBS Face the Nation.
He didn't cite a specific piece of evidence. What he said is he believed.
Are you saying there wasn't one?
I didn't see one with regard to four embassies. What I'm saying is I share the president's view that probably my expectation was they were going to go after our embassies.
Impeachment could move forward this week as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may send the articles to the Senate. She continues to push for witnesses to be part of a Senate impeachment trial. Republicans have not indicated if they'll allow witnesses. An alert was sent in Ontario this morning warning people of an incident at a nuclear power plant. But the power company says the alert was sent in error. There's no danger. And Queen Elizabeth set to meet with other members of the royal family Monday to discuss Prince Harry and his wife's plan to step down from the royal family. Brian
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
A bit cloudy today with afternoon showers, high 53, 52 along the coast. King tides in effect through today. Showers early tonight, low 36, 44 on the shores. Evening showers for Monday at 52, 53 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, partly cloudy at 51. That's inland and on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday morning on KSRO. And thank you for joining me every Sunday morning. Bright and early. Like I said, I was out in Bodega Bay this morning. So it's been a long early morning for me, but it was nice. And anyway, so back to what the craziness we're talking about. There's just a lot of really crazy stories to do with housing in the news this week. Sonoma County, so you know that, you know, Joe Rodotta Trail and all the homeless issue and they're kind of stuck because there's been a ruling saying you can't just make these people leave. They have nowhere to go. And, you know, so one of the solutions is the county's going to take $5 million and buy up to six large multi-bedroom homes to serve up to 60 people who are living on the Joe Rodotta Trail, according to the county documents. And I don't know the number of actually how many people are out there, but I would imagine it's more than 60. And, you know, the thing is, you know, it's a nice gesture, but I don't think it's the solution. And maybe to those people who, you know, really don't want to be in the situation they're in, they would love the opportunity to have kind of a stepping stone as, a new, a house, you know, a roof over their head, a temporary housing while they get back on their feet. And in that case, that's a good idea. But, you know, there's people that are out there on the trail or out, you know, wherever, they're there by choice and they're kind of that nomad, you know, lifestyle. There's a lot of people with drug problems. There's a lot of people with, you know, mental health issues. And I think that's where the solution needs to be, not, you know, and maybe this can be a part of the solution, but that's an awful lot of money to spend for a part of the solution. And I don't know, maybe they have some more money available for other stuff. I think there's nearly 12 million suite of measures proposed by the county staff to address the camp. So, and here it says actually there's approximately 220 people living there. So this would help 60 of those people to kind of get off the trail, and that's great, you know. But I don't know. I mean, real estate is a great. It's not like they're throwing their money away because they could sell it if they needed to. And these are, you know, you think at they're $1 million homes, and that makes people immediately go, $1 million, why would you know? But really they're multi bedroom homes. They're like, you know, it's a 6-bedroom home on Sonoma Ave. There's a 7-bedroom home over on Davis Street, and there's something down in Cotati that's a complex of homes. So, you know, it's not just one home that they're going to do. But anyway, it'll be interesting to watch and see. I think there needs to be a bigger solution. You know, so the people that aren't going to appreciate this and benefit from it are the ones who really need a different kind of help, and they, you know, that are out there on the trail or wherever because they want to be, because they don't want to conform to society. So they're not going to want to go into a city or county managed facility. So it's just, you know, there's the county and the city, really, we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, and how to do the right thing and not upset everybody in the process. I don't know. They're it's a tough situation. So we shall see. Anyway, so, you know, that's an interesting thing that's going on. I wanted to, I had a message. Thought it was important. There's, you know, to help with the affordability issues. So in Healdsburg, you know, and if you know anything about Sonoma County and Healdsburg and how it has changed over the years from a little, you know, ag town to what it is now, you know, destination, there are, you know, people that have bought, or, you know, companies, corporations that have bought up apartment buildings and complexes and, you know, and move the tenants out so they can do renovations, and then they raise the rent ridiculously. The new laws that are in place, the state rent control law, 1482, AB 1482, that'll cap that and kind of put a stop to that in a sense. But they have a new proposal to require landlords to pay relocation fees for no-fault tenant evictions. So, you know, meaning the tenant didn't do anything wrong, they just, you know, they're being asked to leave because the new owner is going to do some updates and whatnot. So it'll be interesting to see. We've talked a lot about what's happening in the county and in the city of Santa Rosa, but, you know, there is all of these different proposed projects and bills happening throughout the county, really throughout the state, because it is a statewide issue. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on that and see. I don't think it's actually gone into effect yet, but it is something that they are proposing. So I don't know. There's a lot going on. And then here's some good news. How about some good news about, let's move on from the homeless issues and all of those laws. I did want to talk about it, and actually, during the month, I've got a couple. Daniela Pavone, who is a real estate attorney, she does a lot of work with land use and neighbor disputes and, you know, all of that stuff. She's going to come on. She's been on. It's been, back when Mike and I were doing the show together, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. So it's been a while since she's been on, but I talked to her, and she's going to come on and talk about some of that. So we'll talk to her more about that. And then I want to really cover, there's a lot of kind of misconception about what's happening with Prop 13 and the revising of Prop 13. There's a lot of confusion about that. So, you know, stay tuned in the next week or so. I don't want to get real deep into it because I want to do some more research and have somebody that is more, I'm not a tax person, so but we'll get some more information on that. But be careful. I guess bottom line before that is be careful of all the petition, the table out there at Walmart or at, wherever they, you know, wherever you are, that there's, you know, somebody asking you to sign a petition at the grocery, in front of the grocery store or whatever. And a lot of times they, they have, you know, like a headline, like a newspaper that makes you think you're signing something that is different than what you're actually signing. And really, before you just go, oh, yeah, let's, you know, I'll sign that. I don't want that, or I do want that. Really understand what it is. And the petition, the people that are signature gatherers, they're paid for gathering signatures. So they're not going to sit there and explain to you, you know, why or why you shouldn't sign these documents or this petition. So just really understand and stay tuned. And we'll talk more about that in the next couple of weeks. But there's a lot with having to do with Prop 13, which is, you know, keeps our property taxes low. And there's kind of a lot of argument back and forth whether that should be revised and changed so that more money can go to public schools and all that, which would be nice. But it's kind of sugar-coated and disillusional in the way it's presented to make you think it's one thing where it's actually something else. So just be careful with that, and we'll cover that in more detail. But anyway, so on with some more good news. Good things happening in Sonoma County. And, you know, by the way, we always talk about real estate in a bigger picture than just homes for sale and what's happening in the real estate community. But really what's happening in the community as a whole that benefits the community, and obviously the homeless issues and the affordability and the everything that goes into that is an issue and does affect negatively the real estate in the community as a whole. But, you know, when you look at some good things that are happening, the North Bay, the junior college in Sonoma County, it has got a grant for, they got a grant for $7 million to train up to 500 a year in the construction trades. And I've been an advocate for, if you follow Mike Rowe at all, he does a lot of work with that, you know, educating and really skilled workers and trades. And there's so many people that go to college and pay, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars and don't use the degree they've got. And here we have a shortage for construction workers and, you know, skilled plumbers and electricians. And there's this stigma somehow over the years that that's not a good job to have, and you should go to college, and you should not to say that you shouldn't go to college. But there are some people that college isn't going to benefit, and they would do better in a job in the trades. And they actually, you know, you make really good money in construction and plumbing and electricians. And there's a real need for it right now. So this is kind of cool. So Santa Rosa Junior College plans to build a training center intended to train hundreds of workers in the construction trades annually, fueled by a $7.12 million grant. And the Sonoma County Economic Development Board, I think, had a lot to do with that. And it has to do with our rebuild, you know, with the fires and all of that. So that was kind of to help give Sonoma County a boost. So that's nice to see. Do we have a call? We have a caller, Alan in Cotati. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Hi, you want to address the Prop 13 issue?
Well, in the sense that I was curious, because my wife and I go out and look at real estate periodically, and we're both well into our 60s.
Okay.
And we have a low-cost basis on our primary residence.
Uh-huh.
And so if one sold their house for, say, $750,000,
mm-hmm.
But they were looking to buy something that was more expensive than that, say $900,000 or $1 million, where does that leave you in the context of the one-time thing you can do with the old prop?
Yeah, the prop 60, or I think it's 60. There's prop 60 and prop 90. One is moving out of the area into one of the 10 counties that have said, sure, we'll play along with that. Sonoma County is not one, by the way. You can't move into Sonoma County and bring your tax basis, but you can move out of Sonoma County into one of these 10. But if you're moving locally in Sonoma County, it is one time, it's 55 plus, but I believe it is a down, so you have to be downsizing. And the idea behind this is that they, you know, at as somebody is older and downsizing and taking advantage of that low tax basis, it's keeping a lot of people in their oversized houses that they really don't need, and they need to be moving into something smaller. So really it has to, it's of equal or lesser value. And I don't know if there's a way around that or not. That would be somebody to talk to a tax person about. But it's my understanding that it has to be equal or lesser value.
Okay. So, and or if you had, say you had a second home also in the county, it would be a question of the sales value of the two of those put together. It's just the one, and it's equal or lesser value.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good question though. I don't think you can combine the two, but ask a tax person or stay tuned because I talked to Bill Rousseau, who was our auditor tax person for years for Sonoma County, and he has retired, but he said he'd be willing to come on and kind of talk more about that. But then also I'm going to reach out to somebody who's actually in that office still, and get them on, and we'll kind of cover these in more detail in the following weeks. You can reach out to the Sonoma County Assessor's Office and tax. They have a phone number. They're down there by the courthouse.
Right.
And maybe ask them that question, or if you have a tax person that you work with, that could, because I don't know the answer to that as far. I know it's equal or lesser value, but if you're combining two houses, and maybe somebody listening knows the answer to that, but I don't think so, but it's a good question. And who knows, maybe the answer will be yes. All right. So hope that's a little bit helpful, but stay tuned in the following weeks and we'll know more. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Yep. Thanks for the call. All right. Good luck. It's a nice, so what he's talking about is Prop 60, Prop 90. I think 60 is the one here locally. So you can move anywhere in the county, take that really low tax basis. Like my mom is in Marin County, but she still lives in the house that her and my dad bought when I was 5 years old, so that was a long time ago. They bought it for $17,000. And in 1978, I think it is, when Prop 13 passed, that kind of froze everything at, now we're assessed differently. We're assessed at 1% of the purchase price. And then it can only go up 2% per year. So, her tax base is really low. So if she goes to sell, and that's one thing that has, keeps a lot of people in place, is that they go to sell and buy a new house for $600,000 or $800,000. Now they're paying the property tax 1%, and plus it's like 1.25%, really is a good rule of thumb. They're paying that now for property taxes, and that's a huge difference from what they were paying. So there is a one time when you're 55 years or older that you, either you or your spouse, can have to be that age, and then you can take that tax base and move it to the new house, but it has to be equal or lesser value. So that's where it gets tricky, because and the theory is because you're moving down. There was that bill, and there's something now, this is one of the petitions that's on the on the table that people are asking you to sign, that has to do with that 60 and 90, and what they wanted to do was expand it to everywhere in California to be able to move your tax base, and that was voted down. So unfortunately, I had some clients at the time that were moving here from Southern California, and they couldn't use that. It didn't pass, and we are not a reciprocating county, so we will you can move out of Sonoma County and move into one of the 10 counties, and there are places like Bakersfield and I don't remember what they all are, but they're it's not a very full list of places that you can move if you move out of Sonoma County. But anyway, it's interesting. They are trying to put that back on the ballot in some form. And there's a lot of argument for and against it, that we really rely on those property taxes of people moving into Sonoma County. And if they're allowed to bring their really low property tax base, that could be, a lot of revenue lost. Anyway, so let's take a quick break. And then, and so we'll take a quick break. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this message.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. And as usual, the hour has gone by so fast. So we're going to wrap it up with, there was so much to talk about today. And I feel like I was rambling a little. But anyway, I get a little sidetracked. Though we had a call that was important information about, moving that tax basis over and what you can do. And so stay tuned in the months the weeks to follow. Possibly into February. We're still working on scheduling it, but I am going to have Bill Rousseau, who is our former county assessor. I forget the full title, but anyway, the property tax person. He has very much in the know of what's going on, but he's not in the office anymore, and there is someone else, and so I'm working on getting that lined up and somebody in there to really kind of, because it's really confusing. And there's a lot of, I don't know, we're all on social media, I think. And there's a lot of information I'm getting that is very, really split as to, oh my gosh, this is the perfect thing. We need to vote for it. And holy cow, don't vote for this. It's horrible. And these petitions that are going around where they're really kind of confusing people on what the issue actually is. And just be careful with that. So we'll get in more to that in the following weeks to come. Some more good news. Let's do some more good news instead of the horrible news out there. Here's something fun. The Sonoma Raceway launched its own racing school. You can go, I don't know if it's already started or not, but they are going to, you can go out and race around. Did you grow up here, Mike?
Yes.
Do you remember when it was Sears Point, and then it was Infinia, and it was Sears Point? But it was just like dirt tracks and dirt. I mean, you could go. I went when I was in high school back in a long time ago. I guess it was in the late 70s, early 80s, because I graduated in 82. If you want to do the math, you can. But we went out on the dirt track, motorcycle riding, dirt bike riding with some friends and. It was fun out there. It was very different. So yeah, that was, I'm dating myself way, but it was a fun place and now it's very different, but they're going to have and this is again, just, what is she talking about this for? It's not real estate, but it is, it's part of our community. And there's, something other than wine tasting that you can do when you're here in Sonoma County is, go to, the Sears Point Racing Experience. That'll be fun. So stay tuned for that. And they also have a teen safe driver program, go-karting and regular driving school on the raceway. So you can go to the calendar there. Just go Google Sears Point Raceway and see what's going on out there. It's kind of a fun, long-time Sonoma County thing. They used to do that. I don't know if they still do. They used to do the drag races with the police. Police Department. Do they still do that? Yeah. That was fun. I don't go out there anymore. My ex-husband was into NASCAR and all that. So we went out there sometimes. Anyway, okay, so I want to, before we run out of time, I wanted to talk about this earlier in the beginning of the year or end of last year, just kind of to let people know what, the real estate community is a really very philanthropic community. And you hear a lot about all of the money in real estate and the amount of money that that is, involved in the real estate transaction. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the paying back that I've lost my information. So anyway, so the North Bay Association of Realtors, it's I think five counties. It's it covers a lot. Here it is. I'm sorry. Okay, so total donations last year, 2019, $121,585 was raised by the real estate community through the North Bay Association of Realtors charity. So there's the North Bay Association of Realtors organization, and then I think it was last year, maybe the year before, they became a nonprofit. And if you donate, you can write it off on your taxes. But it's we do a lot of really good. We do a lot of fun events during the year. Raise money and give it back to the community. And so $121,000, and the year before it was $154,000. And so, it's just something that we do if you wonder. And then a lot of realtors are very much involved on their own in giving back to different charities, including myself. A lot of times after, with each close of escrow, we'll donate to certain organizations, and then we do events throughout the year and give back. So it's just, I think it's good to know that. And the North Bay Association of Realtors was actually won the Philanthropy Award the last 5 years. I think that's good. The recognition is good, and just knowing that, we are a part of your community here in real estate. We get involved, and we aren't just out there selling homes, although that is what we love to do. So that's just something to keep in mind about that. For the last thing, we've got a few minutes. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit. Well, I think I'm out of interesting information about, so stay tuned for that about Prop 13, because I think that's going to be important, and just to be careful signing those petitions. But so now's the time when people start getting their homes ready for the market, and spring, our real estate market, really the spring market, kind of traditionally kicks off just after the Super Bowl, coincidentally, and I don't know if people are preoccupied. And speaking of the Super Bowl, we're getting pretty close, aren't we? Joe's not here to talk sports with. Although it's not, that was him and Mike Kelly's. That was their thing, talking sports, but I do enjoy hearing a little bit about it and seeing him get excited about it. So the Super Bowl is coming up. So typically right after the Super Bowl, our market kind of starts to tick up. More homes coming on the market, buyers getting out there. Last year it was slow because we had all that rain well into March that really kept a lot of people from getting their homes on the market and getting them ready. But, it's a good time to start thinking about it, thinking about projects that you maybe should do. And, I am glad anytime to come out, take a look at your house, give you an idea of, not only just give you an idea of value, but give you an idea of what you can do to add to value, maybe what you don't need to do. Some people think they have to do this full renovation to get their house ready for the market and, redo the kitchen and to do all of these things. And you really don't. There's some times when something like that may make a huge difference, but a lot of times you're not going to get the money back in the sale by doing that. There's simple things that you can do to get it ready. And then when you're thinking about marketing, you want to just make sure that you have a realtor that is going to, and I had a conversation with somebody last week about the type of marketing, and they wanted some fancy flyers, and they wanted, you know, they wanted, it was a very different idea of like, well, that's not what's going to sell your house. It's nice to have fancy flyers. You definitely want to have good, a professional photographer take the pictures, get it out there. You want to get people to your house. But you also want to be loud. You want to be wide in your reach as far as, you know, this is what you want your realtor to do, to really market as to as many eyes and ears as you can, this property. So having fancy flyers isn't going to do it for you. So really sit down and kind of talk about what you want. And the other thing is, you know, most, we have realtors, we have a plan of how we're going to market your house. But if that doesn't suit you and you had something else in mind, let's talk about it together. And if you really wanted this, maybe I can incorporate that into it. Maybe I can explain to you why it doesn't make sense and why I don't do that and why I do it this way and why I get results doing it that way. So it's good to have that conversation. The other thing is you know, I'm glad to come out, take a look at your house and all of that. So you can reach me at 707-799-3617. And tune in and listen to me every week. And I think we're about out of time. So thanks for joining me. We'll be back next Sunday with more fun about real estate. Thanks for joining me. Have a wonderful Sunday. See you later. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation.